بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أبا بكر، ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما؟ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Picking up from where we had discussed last week, that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had prepared two camels. And again, the lesson was that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the foremost thought of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. First he thought about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then himself. So two animals are prepared, ready for the journey, out of ecstasy and happiness that he has been elected, chosen by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accompany Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this noble journey of hijrat. He is crying out of happiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I want to pay for the camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insisting he wants to pay. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu refuses. He says, you cannot pay, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, how you cannot pay me? This is from my side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, if I'm not paying, I'm not taking. Then eventually, on the insistence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bithamaniha. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can have this camel for its price. No profit, no markup. Whatever is the price of it, you will, I'm happy to accept that. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if your happiness is in pain for it, then that comes first. If you're happy, my happiness is I want to give it to you for free. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it pleases you, makes you happy that you pay for it, then I'm happy with whatever makes you happy. Nabi sallam paid for it. But the lesson in it is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wanted to spend his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be that I am only sacrificing, but I sacrifice even with my life and with my wealth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, as we have discussed, comes and informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that not even one more day, tonight is the night we have to leave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ready to leave for that night. Preparations have been made. Immediately, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, look at the how he activates everyone in the household. Now, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells the daughters, prepare the provisions for the journey. Tomorrow is the journey, prepare the provisions. Whatever is required for the hijrat, the pat costs, the food for the journey. So they prepare and they make the food for the journey, for the hijrat. And as they prepared the food, there is a container, but there isn't anything to cover this container. Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, she takes her nitaqah, which is like a belt that will be used around the waist. She takes it and she shreds it into two. She cuts it up into two. And she uses this now to tie the food for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu can carry it and he can go on the journey. Due to this incident, Asma radiallahu anha was known as the Nitaqain, the lady who had sacrificed her belt, meaning now this one belt became two pieces. So the Nitaqain, because of this one belt becoming two. And in some narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised Asma radiallahu anha, for you is a belt in Jannah. That, O Asma radiallahu anha, you have sacrificed your one belt for our provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing you your Jannah due to your sacrifice of this belt.
Subhanallah. In today's time, to equate it a little, is like telling the lady, listen, hey, I don't have the pot for the mutton curry. The jamaat is over here. Can you give me your bidun ism cloak or your sharkiya cloak? Hold on. Not that one now. You can put something else. You're ready, take it, whatever, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his ease and comfort, take it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that night, amazing, goes to his home, appoints Ali radiallahu anhu to sleep in his bed. Oh Ali, you'll sleep in the bed, and by nightfall, I'm going to be leaving on the hijrat. But why does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appoint Ali radiallahu anhu? Why in the darkness just not make an exit? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was the arch enemy of the kuffar and they were bloodthirsty for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a very clear, loud message to the entire ummah that I am the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have the trust of people. People have entrusted me. Which people? Kuffar, not Muslims. Allah forgive. Yet this is the and that which is entrusted by kuffar. Nabi Sam says, I don't want to level any scores. I don't need to spite them. Although they are bloodthirsty, O Ali, you need to be in charge. I'm going to be exiting and leaving Makkah Mukarramah on this hijrah. All of that amana and those trusts have to go to each one of those kuffar who are thirsty for my blood. For the kuffar. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pre-Nubuwa was already known as Al-Ameen, the most trustworthy. Upholding this title, most trustworthy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make hijrat in the darkness of night. The kuffar have surrounded, they've laid siege. But O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read the opening verses of Surah Yasin. When a person is in a situation where he's surrounded, he's mazloom, he's oppressed, he's cornered, he's in a catch-22, but he's oppressed. And you really, humanly cannot see a solution and a way out of it. Read the first 9 verses of Surah Yasin. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ till there. From the beginning of Surah Yasin. Imam Andalusi also, he read it. A great mufassir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. The enemy came right next to him and they didn't see him. Ya Nabi Sam reads it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Nabi Sam, now you'll take sand and you'll throw sand on the heads of those kuffar and you'll walk through them. They won't see you. Nabi Sam does it. And he walks. They don't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Goes on the hijrat. This was the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we can do it with yaqeen when a person is oppressed. Person comes by, random person, he says to the kuffar, what are you all waiting for? He says, Muhammad, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, he's gone. He says, impossible. We all are surrounding, how can he be gone? He says, do you all know there's sand on your head? Sand? They all feel they had to see, yes, there's sand. Who threw the sand? See, through sand and he went, you didn't feel that. So they see, this is not possible. They go into the storm, the house, and then eventually they see it's the shawl of Nabi Sallam. Then so they're waiting. And in the morning only to see that Ali radiallahu anhu wakes up and he's coming out of the house. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So they really, you know, we would say bamboozled, they lack. Cannot believe themselves. Shell shocked. What has happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And the time when the infidels and the chieftains of Makkah Mukarramah planned, schemed against you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. He said, either we're gonna tie you up, or we're gonna assassinate you, or we're gonna banish you from Makkah Mukarramah. وَيَمْكُرُونَ. Leave them, let them plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They also planning. I've also got a grand plan. And my plan comes to fusion. Let them plan. I've also got a bigger plan. And in our lives, we need to also understand, when we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people around us will have a plan to pull us down, to steal our rosy, to close our doors, to break things in our lives, to make things a misery. Allah has His plan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has His plan. The people's scheme against us. But when we have yaqeen in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan will be in our favor, inshaAllah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves on this journey with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The patkos is prepared. They tell a guide, non-Muslim, there's an arrangement made to pay him. And they say, after 3 days, meet us at Ghar Thawr, at the mountain of Thawr, after 3 days. So he kept the secret. And after 3 days, he's going to meet. So that was one missing piece of the puzzle for many. That what happened and how come suddenly he landed up there? Well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had mentioned to this person, after 3 days, meet us at the mountain. Now the entire household of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is activated, as we have mentioned. Nabi sallallahu Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells his son, Abdullah, he says, oh Abdullah, during the day, you'll walk around Makkah Mukarrama, be as normal, your activities, but I want you to be all ears, just listen very carefully to what's happening. And that must be reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by nightfall. You come in at night to the mountain and you tell us. The daughter Asma radiallahu anha, you prepare the food. Every day I want fresh food to be delivered to Ghar Thawr at night. When everyone's gone to sleep, when they have retired and they are tired from the day's work, I want fresh food. Amir bin Fuhira, the slave, the shepherd of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you also have a responsibility. See the animals that you're going to be grazing for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. At nightfall, you bring them to shelter close to the mountain. I want fresh, hot milk for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To see to the comfort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment also. And he knows, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu knows, that his life is on the block now for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they are leaving Makkah Mukarrama and they are going, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu are tiptoe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says tiptoe, so they don't track us. They wouldn't realize it's a footprint of a human. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tiptoe and says, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you also tiptoe so people don't know how many of us are traveling. And exactly where's my footstep, you come there. You take a step on that. So they don't pick us up and they don't read our tracks. Then suddenly on the journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu runs front. He looks around, anxious, scared, worried. Then he goes back, looks around, and he goes front, and he goes back. And the on the journey, en route, he's doing all of this. Nabi Sami is perplexed, like, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what's this? So he addresses him, Abu Bakr, we will say, sabtik hai, everything's okay? Like, well, what's happening? Everything is okay? So he says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I get so apprehensive. I think someone is laying in ambush in front, so I come in front. If they attack, they must kill me first. And then sometimes I think someone's coming from behind, so I run behind. Then I think he's in the front, then I think he's behind. He's so worried of the protection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's going front, he's going back. Going front, he's going back. Eventually they come to the mountain. When they come to the mountain, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they climb the mountain. As they're climbing, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, wait. Wait at the opening of the cave. I will see if everything is fine. In kana fihi shay asabani, if there's anything harmful, dangerous, let it draw my blood. Let it attack me. But you must be safe. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes in this cave, he dusts the cave, takes his clothes, his shawl, he's dusting the cave, making sure that there isn't anything that's harmful, and he sees there's quite a few holes. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu takes his cloth and he shreds it into small pieces. And he takes them and he plugs every hole. And then he realizes that there's few holes, one or two holes, that he doesn't have anything to plug it. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, everything is clear, we can come inside. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sits in such a position placing his legs and his body to cover and plug those few holes with his body. If anything dangerous may come out, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at ease and comfort. So he's in that position, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying on the Mubarak lap of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. And as he's lying down, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is bitten by some venomous, dangerous animal, whether it's a snake or a scorpion, he's bitten. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu doesn't even say, ooh, he says, my Nabi son will be disturbed. He doesn't even move his leg to say, let me sort out the wound and the bite. He continues sitting in that position. He doesn't want to disturb Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But out of that excruciating pain, a tear flows down his cheek and falls on the Mubarak cheek of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up when that tear fell. He says, Abu Bakr, everything's okay. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I just got bitten. Abu Bakr, where you got bitten? So he showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, I got bitten of here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak saliva, places it on that area when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was bitten, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa. But the poison was in the body. That poison remained dormant in the body of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And that was the cause of the shahada of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That's not the demise. This was shahada now, martyrdom. Because he was ready to sacrifice his entire body, qurban, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sacrifice it. So that was the reason of shahada. Like how we speak about the shahada of Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu. We speak about the shahada of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu. Similar, the shahada of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar have placed the price of 100 camels on the Mubarak neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dead or alive, you bring that head, 100 camels. This had brought interest into everyone. Everyone says, if that's the price, how can you not go and look? All the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they are hot in pursuit, like, where are we going to find Nabi Sam? They are going in different areas. Al-Qamat ibn Kurz was the name of the person. Al-Qamat ibn Kurz. He was hired by the kuffar, professional human tracker. And he would know exactly where a person, you cannot hide your tracks from him, they would say. He comes right to the foot of the mountain of Thawr. And he says, from here I'm not too sure. Right to the mountain, he says, here I'm not too sure. I don't know. So people are rushing to the right, some to the left, some climb the mountain. When they climbed the mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the spider to weave its web on the entrance of that cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered a bird to lay its eggs right at the entrance of that cave. When the kuffar came, they looked, they said, impossible. Spider, takes like a few days work to weave this. And some of the kuffar said, this web seems to be even before the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Impossible, he's here. Looked at the bird. A human cannot be here because a bird will only lay its eggs in an area of no danger. No human traffic, there's no one walking around. And then a kafir comes right to the top of the mountain. Right on the top. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is performing salah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is parishan. He's scared. Ya Rasulallah. They're going to see us. If he only looks down, he's going to see us. Maybe some turns. Ayat of the Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. The only sahabi whose sahabiyat and companionship is confirmed in Quran Sharif is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What do you say about the person who doesn't accept Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Yet Quran is saying, إِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. He told his companion, his sahabi, his companion, لَا تَحْزَنْ. O Abu Bakr, no reason to be worried and scared. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us, not with me. You with me. Allah is with us. with me and with you, with both of us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam Ashura, we have heard it, when he was cornered between the ocean and the army of Fir'aun, he said, "Inna ma'i." Yet he had Banu Israel with him. But he addressed them and said, "Inna ma'i, with me is my Allah. You'll accompany me." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya, not inna allaha ma'an nabi, ma'ahu, no, ma'ana. Allah is with us, both of us." Mulla Idris Kandalawi rahimullah, the author of Siratul Mustafa, valuable read. If there's one kitab, you can put at our bedside and read daily. Allah will increase that muhabbat for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's the only reason we're sitting for this program. Out of love, Allah increase it. But keep that kitab. Just on this one verse, which is the third verse after the half, the second half of the 10th juz of the Quran, one verse, Mulla Idris Kandalawi rahimullah has extracted 10 fadila merits of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. From one verse. So Nabi says, "Oh Abu Bakr, no reason to be scared. Allah is with us. Oh Abu Bakr, Allah has appointed 3 angels to protect both of us. There's 3 angels at this cave. They cannot see us. They will never be able to see us." And the kuffar come right at the mouth again. And they said, "But for curiosity, let's see what's inside." And one of the important chieftains, so when he says, it's final. He says, "Impossible. Let's carry on." So everyone moved on. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, now he's at ease. He says, Alhamdulillah. So eventually Nabi Sam left, comes out of the cave, and it's a Monday. It was a Monday that Nabi Sam comes out of the cave. Kufar are gone in other directions. The guide is waiting at the bottom, who knows the road. The camels are brought by the slave of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And now 4 of them are traveling on this journey, and they continue. One incident, and then we'll terminate on this one incident. Now we continue on the hijrat of Nabi Sam, on the journey. They come to a certain area midday, very hot, extremely hot, scorching sun of Arabia. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is looking for shade, can't find any shade. Eventually he sees a big boulder, huge boulder. But how do we shade Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So he says, "Ya Rasulallah, let's take some shelter." He says, "Bismillah, let's go for it." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes, he cleans that area close by. Cleans the area, and he puts his cloth as shade cover for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is comfortable. He says, "Ya Rasulallah, let me just be on guard. Make sure no one's in close proximity to us." He walks around to make sure the coast is clear, there's no one in pursuit. And eventually he sees one person, and he's a shepherd. He goes to him, says, "Excuse me, who's your master?" He says, "My master is so and so." Abu Bakr says, "That's my old friend. I'm sure he's never gonna mind if you're gonna give me some milk." He says, "Abu Bakr, oh yes, you're old friends." So he says, "Okay, give me some milk." He says, "Wait, hold on, not for me. I want you to wash the others first." So he washes and sprinkles water, cleans it. He says, "Now I want you to milk the animal and prepare some milk for me." But the animal, that milk is coming out hot. Nabi Sam says, Abu Bakr says, "You've got some water. Sprinkle some water just to cool it down." Looking for the extreme comfort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Extreme comfort. Now he's got this milk, and he brings it to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was a relationship with the owner. That is why the slave even understood, and he had given it, and he brings that for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, en route the journey, head on the block, life on the line, ready to do everything for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the lesson is, when he put his life forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his name in the Quran also. إِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ, by reference. إِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. So we also can become very close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What can we do now? We can protect the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam due to the journey of hijrat continuing. Inshallah, we'll continue next week, inshallah, with the rest of the journey of the hijrat. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ